Just Me, a place to be me, where you get to experience life. Life is a journey, not a guided tour. If you want the rainbow, you have to go through the rain.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us and checking in with us again today. So last episode, we left off talking about and discussing some of the things, the carryover for core values and beliefs, specifically the stories, the ideas, the beliefs that we've gotten from the people who raised us. We focus specifically on moms, but it can be a mom figure. It can be a father figure. It just so happens with this podcast, we focus on moms. But really what we gathered from our maternal caregivers as it relates to the idea of beauty. And that means what we did as far as growing up, what we were told to do, what experiences we had with our peers. And so after talking a little bit about the concept of beauty and what we got from our childhood, we transitioned over into something else that we can learn behaviors from our childhood. And that includes that idea of expectations, resting, relaxation. And what does that look like in the grand scheme of things of your life? So last week we discussed how there are different behaviors that we witness other people in our lives perform, especially at a younger age, where it kind of sets the undertone for what we do as far as how hard we work, our expectations, and what we're able to do, and what we push ourselves to do, and the reality of that. So we had indicated that we were going to discuss a worksheet and an activity that I do with my consumers, and it's called What's on Your Plate? And the concept of this worksheet is to really take all of your responsibilities that you have in your life and put them into categories. So on a white sheet of paper or whatever notebook or anything like that, I want you to think about all of the roles that you have. So for me, I would think about being an employee, an entrepreneur, a daughter, a friend, an aunt, and those would be my responsibilities. But then from those responsibilities, I would break them down even further and say, underneath those core responsibilities that I have, what exactly do I have to do on a daily basis that requires me to show up and be those roles? So when I really think about it, to be a daughter and a caregiver means that I may have to show up to doctor's appointments with my family members. It means I may have to have emotional conversations with my loved ones in regards to care, in regards to transition, in regards to just watching your parents getting older. As an employee, I have to be present at the meetings. Regardless of what I have going on in my own personal life, I also have to show up and give valuable feedback, insight. As an entrepreneur, you're constantly seeking different opportunities to elevate your business. So that requires a lot. So let's take a second, and I want you guys to really think about some of the responsibilities that you have on your plate. And Ms. Sharita, Ms. Tracy, what do you guys have as far as some responsibilities on your plate?
So I would start a mom, a wife, a daughter, a sister, the director of several organizations. I play major roles within the church. I'm a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. So I have a lot of roles that I play on a daily basis. So because I have a lot of roles that I play on a daily basis, I have to be very intentional as it relates to how I show up for those roles. And the way I show up for those roles were habits or learned behaviors I received from my family. I came from a Christian rounded family, and all I saw and all I see now is they are constantly serving. So in all these roles that I am involved in, I am serving the people. A downside to that is sometimes I can overserve where I'm underserving myself.
Yes.
Yeah, so so there are a lot of complex roles. These roles are constantly changing. So when I say they're constantly changing, situations are constantly happening within these roles. So it's not like roles that you are constantly doing the same thing every day. There are situations that show up daily within these roles where the responsibilities within these roles change. So it's very important that you are mentally healthy when you're in a lot of roles because of the changes that can happen within these roles. And I can also say as it relates to these roles, I gain a lot from these roles. So it's not like I'm putting all in and not receiving out. I make sure that these roles I play, I communicate to the people that's a part of this system regarding these roles. They understand the expectations and we're working together. But sometimes it may not be balanced, as I said earlier, because sometimes I overserve because of my desire in the roles to do my best. And sometimes my expectation regarding these roles can be unrealistic as it relates to the people that are in these roles. So number one, you're constantly changing within these roles. Number two, because you're constantly changing in these roles, you have to be able to have the mental and physical capacity to work whatever your job descriptions are within these roles. But you also have to be realistic as it relates to what you can do within the roles that you serve. Because sometimes unrealistic expectations can cause a lot of burden on the people that are doing these roles.
I like what you said, Ms. Smith. I like what you said when you had indicated that, paraphrasing here, that change is constant. Mm-hmm. And if we don't allow in our lives, literally allow in our lives for flexibility and change, then it can lead to a lot of stress. But it can also lead to missed opportunities. And I say missed opportunities because change is how we grow. However, if we get to a point where we're going, and we're navigating through all of these roles, and we don't allow time and space to really process and really be intentional about the conversations that we have, being intentional about being aware of the triggers that we have, about the areas of growth that we need to continue to have, then we are literally running a rat race. And I see that so often when consumers do come in and begin counseling, begin therapy, is that We're talking about concerns, we're talking about challenges that they're having and stressors. However, the ability for clients to get off of that rat race and that hamster wheel is so scary because they haven't allowed time in their life to really think about and process some of these things, that it's almost more comfortable to stay on the rat race and on the wheel because they haven't allowed for that process of change. And a lot of times these this challenge with change can be a learned behavior that we've seen from other people in our past or other people in our present. What do you guys think?
Well, all of that makes sense because I've noticed with a lot of people that come into therapy, that is their main concern as it relates to losing themselves, as it relates to the roles that they play or serve, because they get so consumed within the roles where it's not about them anymore. It's about the people that they're serving within these roles. So I do like the concept that you express as it relates to really resting and relaxing as you are navigating through those roles. And a concept that can help when you're resting and relaxing is self-awareness, like really figuring out like, hey, should I be in this role or should I pull back within this role? Is this role too much for me? So within that rest and relaxing like period, like really doing a self analysis as it relates to is my position in this role good for me?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right, it constantly changes. So you have to always relax, and I always say reset and look at things to make sure that I am doing the best that I can in this role based upon my ability. So today may be Monday, but Wednesday you may not be able to do that anymore. So you're constantly reassessing as it relates to your positions within these roles. And when people don't do that, that's when they lose themselves, because now they're shifting over to just serving other people and taking on their values and their beliefs and their expectations and dismissing themselves.
I'm so glad you brought out that word self-awareness, especially when your plate is full, as most people's plates are full, including mine. When you asked earlier, like, what are some of those things as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, an entrepreneur, a minister, plenty of different little roles that come up. And like for me, I went into this year as like, I only want to have a handful of stuff, you know, just that much on my plate. And I was good all the way to like August, September. And then I noticed it's like, wow, I got all of this stuff going on where I only want to operate with a handful. So I like with the worksheet when you put out in the beginning, really, and I got it in different areas of the house. I would sit down and write all the things that I am responsible to, or the things that I'm involved in as a servant, like you said, and notice like, wow, the one thing now for me as a mom, that role is pulling the most of me. So when that happens, those other roles, like you say, you want to give 100%, but you can't. You give as much as you can, but when you take the time every day, I have to say, these are all the things that are on my plate. I cannot do everything. What can I do? What I need to like really remove, and daily, because like you said, Monday you might be good, but Wednesday, because what happened Tuesday night changed the game. So you have to get up in the morning or before, look, this is what tomorrow is going to look like, because today was too much. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, as much as I would love to, I cannot do it right now. And that communication, when you have multiple roles, I remember on yesterday, I came in and was like, I might be present. I might be here, but I am not present. Mm-hmm. But I could do these little things, but then I had to go because of some responsibilities. But when you communicate with those that are working with you, it helps. So they don't have this expectation, because it's one thing we put an expectation on ourselves, because every role that I am, I want to be 100. I want to get the most out of it. That's a high expectation. When people see you expect this from me. And then when I don't deliver, it's I can't deliver because I'm really not here today. I'm in my other role. So I have to say, for self-care for me is that rest and relaxation is being that self-awareness and having to say, like, I know I got to do a timeout this week. I know I have to go to this vacation. You have to be intentional to place those items in to take care of yourself, because if you don't, the stress, not eating, because you're doing so much, you only ate one meal in 2 days, you know. So you have to be mindful of those things. So I'm really glad you brought out that word, self-awareness, when it comes to how much you have on your plate.
And with that, the concept of, well, I want to take a step back real fast. When we look at the expectations that we truly have for ourselves and what we can actually achieve, I know that sometimes consumers will come in and say, well, I saw Auntie do it. I saw my mom do it. I saw such and such do it. I saw so many people in my past do it. Absolutely, you saw them do it. But as we've gotten older, because life happens as we age through the process of life, what you saw for a super woman or a superman as a child, you may not have known all of the responsibilities that they truly have and maybe how unhealthy that functioning was. I remember I used to see my mom just going, 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 going. And I thought, okay, if she can do it, I definitely have to be able to do it. I have to match that energy. And she had way more on her plate than I do because she had kids.
Right. It's
But
like, how did he do it? Yeah.
yeah, how'd they do it? But then when you start to go through life and you start to see some of the other stressors that happen, bills, finances, mortgages, different things like that, you begin to see, okay, is this, if I continue like this, is this truly going to be healthy? And am I going to be able to sustain this entire process? And when you ask yourself that, if you are, then where do you fit in as far as taking time to really appreciate the change that you're actually going through? And if you're not able to do that, then look at some of the things that are truly on your plate and see how you can take some things off. Being a parent requires a whole lot if you want to be a present parent, because it's not just making sure that the kids stay alive, okay? It's about being active in the school if you want to. It's about making sure that they are interacting with positive people, positive activities in their lives. It's having those conversations to discuss emotions because you are literally raising another human being. So that in and of itself is a lot of work. Being a neighbor, being respectful of other people's property, that's a lot of work. So I want when people do the activity, really think about what is required on a daily basis and then your future aspirations of how you want to show up in those roles. Because you can put parent down, but if you really don't think about what it requires for your life to be a parent, then you're not helping your own self with this process. You can be, when we talk about relaxation, we talk about mental relaxation, physical relaxation, spiritual relaxation, and social relaxation. And all of those things are different, but it's all about how you feel like you're getting that most rest and reset, like Ms. Smith said, for you. My relaxation may be completely different than my mom's. I don't think she know how to rest. That's not in her vocabulary. But what do you guys have?
Yeah, I had a conversation when you talk about the role of a parent. I had a conversation with my son, who's a new parent, and all the things, the things that are now on his plate, I just looked at him and said, "Welcome to adulthood." And he was like, "Oh, like all these responsibilities." And he said, "Who? How good it would be 18 again, you know, because you don't have that much on you. What you, I'm just going to school, you know, Might have to do a little chores in the house, but don't do but too much. But as you mature, you begin to grab on all of these things. He hasn't had a break in like 2 years. Like, I want to go on a vacation. You can't go because you're a daddy now and you got to be there. And it's like, how do I get a break? So you have to know how to manage because he wants to be the best dad. He wants to be that present type dad. So that comes with a whole lot of more stuff. So when you take on these new roles and the responsibility that comes with them, you identify those areas of relaxation. So how do I relax mentally? How do I relax spiritually? And kind of, I call it like a safety plan. Like map it out and say, I'm a start doing these things for this X, Y, and Z to make sure I get a spiritual relaxation or mental rest or physical rest to that point. But looking at my mom like your mom, just like the Energizer Bunny, just going and going and going and going and could do everything. And like I act like my mom, I could do everything. Be like, I don't like this. This is like, I can do everything, but not like this. So I have to write my own story. That was her story. You gave me a model. I've been doing this picture for years, and the toll that it's taken on me, you made the choice to continue to do it. I'm going to change and rewrite my story. And this is a good position. I love how you again express how to do the worksheet. And I think it's important that people take the time to lay it out in black and white. So when you see it on paper, you be like, wow, I do all of that. So it's a benefit to doing this little exercise. And you might see like, hey, I've been missing the most important thing, and that's me. And start taking care of yourself on top of the responses. Not saying to get rid of them, but you just need to manage them better before they manage you.
Yes. I definitely like that. I definitely like that. Well, guys, thank you so much for checking in with us today. We will definitely be talking more about what we have experienced in our past and how it impacts our present and our future in regards to rest, relaxation, in regards to what we've kind of taken from the people, our caregivers. So I hope you guys definitely try the worksheet, but until next time, please take care of yourself so that you can write your own story so that you're able to take care of others. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to Just Me Therapy podcast. If you are seeking further one-on-one diagnoses, interventions, and treatment plans, please consider scheduling an appointment with an individual counselor at Journeys Counseling Center, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Journeys can be reached at 336-294-1349. The mission of Just Me Therapy podcast is to use authentic conversations to uplift one's mind, body, and soul. The goal of Just Me Therapy is to offer affordable education and insight to individuals who experience financial barriers to accessing individualized behavioral health care services. With that being said, the information, including opinions, advice, and recommendations discussed in this podcast, are intended for individual, informational, and educational purposes only. Such information is not intended to substitute the recommendations of your own licensed therapist or healthcare professional. Although we are licensed behavioral health professionals, we are not your licensed behavioral health professional. As a result, the advice mentioned on this podcast should not replace the recommendations offered by your own qualified health professional.